P.S. And who am I speaking with?
I'm Steve Simpson.
Steve, you're just visiting Greensboro, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm from Salisbury. I used to be from Greensboro.
Oh, you are. How did you find out about summer solstice?
The person that established this, Susan Sassman.
Oh, yeah?
Is a dear friend of mine.
I
and
see.
I came up just to support her and to see what was going on, and this is bigger and better than ever.
Uh-huh. Yep. I work right near Susan.
So, do you?
Yep. I'm a jeweler. 4 or 5 doors up from Susan, so
yeah.
I see her regularly. Well, I'm asking one question and reading 2 things to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, in your opinion, how would you describe God? Since this is the goddess effect and celebration of summer solstice, how would you describe God?
God is, in my mind, a singular energy that has created the entire universe.
Mm-hmm. And how do you know that?
I don't know it empirically.
Uh-huh.
I know it that when you look around something like this arboretum,
mm-hmm.
and see what's here and how it has been put together,
mm-hmm.
that it took some intelligent design to do.
Right. Right. I'm going to read a couple of Bible passages, but that reminds me of a quote that the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament thereof. So, obviously, that's consistent with what the scriptures say, that, you know, the complex creation demonstrates that it just didn't happen accidentally. So, I want to read 2 things, and then
okay.
I'll be done. Thank you for talking with me. Let's see, Exodus 34. Verse 14, do not worship any other god, for the Lord whose name is Jealous is a jealous God.
Okay.
Just calling for a comment.
I don't know that I have a comment on that,
mm-hmm.
because I don't know that I believe that,
mm-hmm.
but anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the last question, well, the last comment, that thing I'd like for you to comment on is Romans 9. This is about Jacob and Esau,
mm-hmm.
and Rebekah carrying Jacob and Esau, preborn. And Paul writes a direct quote, God saying, just as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated.
I don't believe there's a God like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God loves everybody.
Okay, and then including
Esau.
Uh-huh. Well, that would directly contradict that. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, then there's a problem. I've asked a number of people tonight who God is, and I've gotten several different descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that 2 people can be right about the same thing at the same time in the same space?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a different reality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my view of what God is and what your view of God is can be entirely different, but we could both be right.
Mm-hmm. I see. And then one more question. If I gave you 1 minute and I gave you my Bible, could you find the 10 Commandments?
Yes.
Can you tell me where it is?
It would be in, Exodus.
Exodus, that's right. Do you know the chapter?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, you're the first person tonight that has been able to tell me that.
Well,
so have you read the Bible?
Oh, yes.
You have?
Pretty thoroughly.
Uh-huh.
But I do not know enough about it to be able to give you chapter and verse.
Uh-huh. Well, good. You're the first one that said that. Thank you very much for
okay.
talking with me.
Uh-huh.